So my name is Darren Ehlers. I'm the Senior Vice President of Product Management with Entertainment Partners. We do payroll services. If you're not familiar with us, we do payroll services for the entertainment industry, as well as software for the production, for managing productions, and the accounting of the productions as well. So my background is, actually didn't start in Hollywood. I was co-founder of Synchronize. Some of you are probably familiar with that product in the market. And we actually were one of the first companies to actually help automate the production office. But before we did that, we actually built a scheduling application to compete with Movie Magic Scheduling. It was all web-based, it was all in the browser. Unfortunately, it was a little bit ahead of its time. And there was no market. The ADs were like, I can't use this. But what we had discovered was that there was a big data problem within the production office. It wasn't so much that scheduling didn't work, it was that people couldn't get the information they needed out of the schedule to the people that needed to have that information on a daily basis. And so that was an interesting problem. We kind of continued to work our way through that, and we ended up building the what we call the production office automation set of tools, which was the distribution and document management, information security tools that are used by all the productions. And in fact, just last month, Nicolaj, I forget his full name, Jamie Lannister, was on Jimmy Kimmel discussing our product with Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy called it Snapchat for scripts. and then luckily Jamie corrected him and said, no, it's Synchronize. So that was pretty exciting. That was cool to see. It was nice validation after 10 years. But really what we learned through that whole process was that the production office, we were lucky when we started Synchronize, because we caught the wave right as TV was transitioning, right, from kind of traditional network air into more high production quality shows. So ABC was one of our first clients. They had used it on a show called Flash Forward, which kind of followed Lost. And so they were spending a lot more money on scripts, a lot more money on production, a lot more money on production quality. And so information security became more and more important. And then that whole, you know, everything blew up across the whole industry. And so we were just happened to be perfectly positioned when that change occurred for those shows to adopt our document, production document management and script security tools, still widely used today. But still underlying all that was this notion of the data, because the more information you can get, the more insights you can have on the thing. So we actually built software that takes the script and actually rips it out of the PDF and converts it into a database. So we could actually do a lot of really cool things against the script 10 years ago. Again, we didn't kind of going to bring that to market, but it was a really interesting idea. So now that, you know, and then, you know, the production office continued to evolve, right? You know, security became paramount, automation, compliance, speed, distributed teams all kind of came into play, and the productions needed tools to help their teams manage all that information much better. And so there's been some other software that's come along as well to help other specific areas. And then obviously the internet and devices and the cloud all kind of changed the whole thing. And so that's been kind of the last 10 years of the production office. And you know, we've helped kind of, us and others have helped really automate and secure that whole production office. But we're to the point now where that's kind of like phase one of really the digitization of the production office, which is why the slide, right, is how do we get rid of save as, right? Which is an interesting thing, right, because everything that productions do a lot of times is go find the closest thing that they can find to what they're doing today, save as, modify it, and then publish it out. That's kind of the workflow, generally speaking, right? And sometimes that works well, sometimes you get fringe problems in budgeting after a while. If anyone's familiar with that, no.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Someone is. All right. So, but you know, that's really not a great way to run your business, right? And really, a production is a small business for 9, 12, 15 months. And where we're heading now, right, is we've had, you know, Movie Magic budgeting in the market. market for 15 years. We've had Movie Magic scheduling. You know, Movie Magic budgeting is the king of save as. When I joke about the fringes problem, the fringes problem is because there are fringes and groups and settings from 10, 15 years ago that were saved as 59 times since then to make the new budget. So we are in the process of coming out with new versions of both of those tools. Budgeting is going to be first. We've been in beta for the last couple of months. We're going to be putting out a preview release starting in July. And then we'll be moving towards GA for the new version of budgeting. So it's a very, very exciting tool. But really, we're taking the concept of that and turning it on its ear, really. And so budgeting, the application, becomes a manipulator of the data that is stored in the application. But the goal is to get as much data as we can about the production into one place. Right? So if you can imagine, right, when we get through kind of this transformation, the budget, the schedule, the script, information about the crew, information from the accounting systems, the vendors, the spend, all that information kind of rolling up into one data pool for that production itself. And you can start to imagine now the things that we talked about earlier in the keynotes, what you can start to do at the production level once you have all that data in one place, right? So it's advanced reporting, it's ad hoc reporting, predictive analytics eventually, right? So if you're doing a budget and you're gonna go shoot in Georgia, and we know that there's 12 other shows shooting in Georgia in your time frame because we're paying them, we can say, hey, you know what, you're probably not gonna get scale rates, right? You need to adjust your budget based on that, or go somewhere else. Incentives is a big thing, all the credits, things around all that stuff. So our goal really is, as we're kind of making this transition away from files and into data, right, is to do that in such a way, though, that doesn't disrupt how the people work. Right? The people in the production office have very specific workflows about how they do things that, if anyone's ever worked with anyone in a production office, are not necessarily the most flexible people, especially when they're under the gun, which is understandable. So we recognize we can't break that to kind of make something better. But how do we make these new tools in such a way so that we can collect that information and add more value to the production office through that collection of data? So our focus, like I said, is really starting to pull those tools together. You'll start to see our applications as we start rolling them out next year, tying in more closely together. So you can imagine, you build your budget, and you've got all your roles in there, right? We have a Smart Start application, which is digital onboarding, which if you saw the thing, we've onboarded over 100,000 people now. It's pretty cool. But you can pre-populate all those roles, right? Those are all your jobs to fill. Pre-populate Smart Starts, you don't have to rekey all that information, right? Now it's all in there. And then you can kind of begin to learn, how long does it take to hire 15 grips, right? If that takes 3 weeks, can we shorten that to a week, right? What's the cost of taking that time to hire all those kinds of people? And so there's all kinds, I think, really exciting new things that our customers will find for us that they'll want to do once they have all this information available to them. So the goal, again, is really, how do we continue to kind of push that envelope with all that, right? And so scheduling will be next, right? Scheduling and budgeting kind of go very closely together. Right now, the products don't talk to each other so well. You can kind of do some things, but really, if you want to do anything elaborate, you have to export both into Excel and then mess with it. So the new products will be much more integrated. Scheduling and budgeting, and then both of those will be much more integrated with Synchronize. So it's kind of fun, because we're actually going to go back to the original thing that we built with Synchronize around the scheduling and the data, and kind of tie that all back together. So we kind of get to go back and kind of get a second chance at pulling all that information into one place. And then that just continues to grow, right? You do one production, you do two productions, you do three, you do 20, you do 30, you do 40. Now you have a pool of data around 40 different applications, productions itself, that a studio or a division within the studio can start to do analytics against that as well. So there's a huge amount of untapped value, right, that lives in all of that data. that right now is trapped in files, right? You have budgeting files all over the place, you've got scheduling files all over the place, you have call sheets, you have crew lists, you have production reports, you have all these different files that fly around that kind of live in their own world, that we want to really extract the value out of that as kind of an integrated environment. And then once you have that, you can really start to go down the path of some really exciting things, right? Dashboards of key performance indicators, right? You know, we had one studio executive 8 years ago asked us, so this was more of a traditional network TV, he's like, can I get a notification when a script revision has too many night outside scenes? Right, because all the writers from my network want to go write for HBO and Showtime and Netflix and Hulu and all that, but that's not our model. So, but they're pushing the envelope on their scripts, right? So they want to do all this stuff. So just little simple things like that, right? That you know, if you didn't catch it, right? Suddenly they're trying to line up all these locations, and that doesn't fit the business model of that studio. So how can we build dashboards around key performance indicators? Not to, you know, there'll always be a balance between the studio kind of oversight of the productions and the productions themselves. And each studio treats, you know, handles that differently as well. So the systems will be controllable by the individual users, individual studios to be able to do all that. But then you kind of get into the machine learning world, right? And that's where it kind of gets really powerful and exciting. So our engineers are actually doing research right now against what we could do with the machine learning just against documents, because we categorize all the documents today when you publish them to our Smart Hub product. So if everything's a call sheet, right, can we sick the machine learning wizards against all the data that's in the call sheet? Because it's generally, within a studio, it's generally all formatted the same way. So you can begin to pull information out of that. And so without even actually having all that data in a database per se, can you actually start to do exciting and interesting things just based on what you're seeing coming out of those documents? You know, we work with our partners GRM around our scanning services. Can we apply machine learning to these scans that are coming in from the production, right, with all the receipts and all the invoices and all the purchase orders? Can we apply machine learning against all kind of that information as it's coming through the system? We can tie that into our smart accounting system eventually, and be able to pull all that information together, and be able to create these kind of KPIs and predictive analytics, right, which is ultimately where the heads of finance and production finance would like to get to, right, is, you know, we have customers that are trying to look out 5 years through a whole slate of shows, right, and kind of trying to understand what's the impact going to be around shooting this series of stuff, and how can we help them do that. You can only do that if you have all the history, right, that says, right, over a 5-year period, 60-minute episodic TV, 12 episodes a season, here's what it looked like. And so can they start to make decisions based on all that information coming in? So the goal, again, is really to continue to have the applications serve the power users, right? So the budgeters, the schedulers, the accountants, the hiring managers, the timekeepers on the time cards. But to be able to start to pull all that information into one place so that we can get away from having everything in these individual files and then after the fact trying to go pull all this information back together and understand what's going on. Can we move that way up in the process so that before things get into trouble, you understand what's going on, right? Great example, the prior company that I worked for, Ease Entertainment, the one of the partners loved to tell a story, but he worked on Warren Beatty, the Dick Tracy movie, years ago. You know, big costumes, the whole nine yards. And the director decided he wanted the costumes to change. So they brought in all the costume designers on a Sunday afternoon. They had to work through till midnight to redo whatever it is he wanted done. But that kicked the whole production into like triple time for the next week, right? And they didn't figure that out, obviously, till like 3 weeks later when the production report came in. They're like, oh, that's a problem. So how can we, you know, how can you get ahead as directors like wants to, you know, stay for another hour? Well, what's that do to your show based on all the conditions you already know and what you know is coming up, right? The more data you have, you can predict all those kinds of things and highlight where there's going to be issues. So we're really excited about kind of, you know, getting out of the file world and moving more and more into the data world, the shared data world. Obviously, there's a lot of security constraints that we need to apply to stuff so that information isn't getting shared. We're not talking about industry-wide data. We're talking about studio-specific, studio-owned information that the studios control themselves. So we think it's a great direction. Obviously, the whole show so far has been about the same topics. So we think there's a lot of value that we can provide to the shows and the studios around all that to be able to really, again, help the shows be more efficient, right? How do we give them a better head start on what's coming down the pike, right? It's not to replace people doing work. We know production is unique and that you can't just automate everything. That's not the way to go. But you can give people a great head start on what you need to do, right? And then highlight where there might be issues, right? And let the humans make the hard decisions, the dynamic, the fast decisions, and let the computers do kind of the data collection and the brute force work. Right? So that's kind of what we wanted to just give you an update on today. I apologize where my panel mate had to bail out at the last minute. So you got more of an EP pitch than you were going to get with the panel person, but that's okay. I think it's just it's a great conversation and topic overall. But it'll be really interesting to me to see how do we bring this to an environment that is not a tech savvy isn't the right way. It's just they're not tech first, right? They're production first people, right? And they're there to get a production made. Right. And these tools are there, it's supposed to be there to help them not get in the way, not create challenges for them to have to learn all kinds of complicated concepts and neat things. Right? How do we just make this stuff surface up very quickly, very easily? So that's kind of always been the challenge of working with productions and delivering software for those users to be able to get, right? Because, as you all know, you get hired on a Friday to start working on Monday and you need a budget of $40 million movie by Monday. Right, so learning new things is really not high on your list of things to get done that weekend. I appreciate everyone coming in. Thank you for your time. And thanks.